17.
Okay, we're going to say. So we're in the end of Packet Lamed. Zeichen Nishmas Daniel Sheinabas Yeshua Falak. Packet Lamed, we've finished everything except for the last tshuva of Rav Sternbuch. Hi, Ephraim, good morning. Okay, in the tshuva of Hagos, so he also has a piece here about the bracha of Shasuri called Turkey. We said it to Machlokis, whether you say the bracha when you're not going to wear shoes, like on Yom Kippur. Right, some people do, and the Vilna Gaon didn't. And the question is, what about... So it says here, Bracha Shasa, we call Tzarki, on page 21. Mishar Bracha Shanusuk B'loshan Yachid. Feinza Bracha Klolis. Feinza Doma L'shar Bracha Shashachar. You see, this is another point that we never said before. We discussed the Machlokes Mechaber Amo, when the Bracha Shashachar is Toloi, and when the you heard the rooster, is it a particular thing, or is it the or is it on the oilum? And the Mechaber says you have to hear it. You have to hear the particular thing, and the Rama says no. It's going on Minhagol Shalolam. Right, that was so. Even though you didn't hear it, but it's Ba'olam, and that was the story. So Bracha Shalosli called Tzarki Mishah Bracha Shanusach Belasha. So he makes an interesting point that maybe the Bracha of Shalosli called Tzarki is different because it's Lashon Yachid. Right, Shasali called Tzarki. So maybe if you're not wearing shoes today because it's Yom Kippur, then maybe you don't say it. Right, we had this whole discussion, but this is a new Nakuda that we didn't see yet before. And Ulfizeh in the second column says Lorak Betishim of Yom Kippur Einu Mavarech. That according to this, not only in Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur you don't make a bracha, elagam kol hashana, the whole year, in noel nale bayis, shein yotzim behem b'chutz, right? In other words, if you wear slippers that or Crocs that don't, you show the door, please, that don't have, that are not really shoes, then maybe also you can't make it because it's. But I mean, the ma'aser we're not choishish for this. Ravla matzrichim zerak mishum noeg olam v'lo mishum olam elu. Then we say he said the Birkei Yosef says that an ovel is mavarich even on non-leather, and the Mamar Mordechai, the dasa Mamar Mordechai shal elu lo nitzkin abrochazu. Then maybe it's totally on whether it's some type of shoe you would wear in the street, even if it doesn't have leather. In other words, on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, if you have sneakers, but you would go in the street with them. So maybe that you would make. Because the Mamar Mordechai says, that there was the Birkei Yosef, Ovel Mavarech Afal Levadim, Das Mamar Mordechai, but then he says maybe you shouldn't be wearing it, you know, it's a whole discussion on this topic. Okay, and that's the Okay, so that's the, that's all. Okay, let's go now to packet 31. Okay, now packet 31, Rabosa, is the last of the Inuyim. We did Achila, we did Shtia, we did Rechitza, we did Sicha, we did Nilas Hasandel, and now is the last one is Tashmish Hamita, marital intimacy, the Isra of marital intimacy on Yom Kippur. So the Pasuk says in Vayetze on page 1, Im ta'ane es benosai, v'im tikach noshim al benosai, ein ish imanu, re'elokim eid b'ni v'necha. So here the Pasuk says, Im ta'ane es benosai, Rashi, limnoa mehem onas tashmish. So ta'ana means to cause inui. So we know if you don't eat, that's inui. But if a person has more than one wife, right? In other words, he has, and therefore, he's going to have less frequent. Marital relations with his other wives, so the pasuk says that's called ta'anez benosai. By Lavan, he's saying, so ta'anez benosai means lemute mehem onas tashmish. So you see from this pasuk, we're going to see in the Gemara that that's called an inui, because to have less frequent relations is considered inui. Take a look here in the bottom. Of in the Gemara here in Yuma on Ayin Zayin Amar Aleph. So, in other words, we start off with that pasuk in Vayetze by Lavan, Im Tanez Benosai. He says to Yaakov, if you're going to cause inui to my daughters, right? You know, so that God is a witness between us, you know, so that's the pasuk here in Bereishis, Lamed Aleph, Nun. So, the Gemara says in the bottom, Tashmish Amita Deikri Inui Minolam. How do we know that Tashmish Amita is called an Inui? Tichsiv im ta'anez benosa im kichach noshim im ta'ane mitashmish. In other words, one thing is if you're going to have less frequent tashmish, im tikach mitzoros. In other words, what is a tzara? Tzara is a co-wife, right? As far as the Torah is concerned, a man can have more than one wife. So that's a tzara. But if you can have a tzara, you can have an extra wife, then that might cause infrequent time spent with the first wife. So, and that's called an inui. So that's the source here in the Gemara in Yuma on Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, going over to Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. Okay, let's take a look now in the Yerushalmi. On page 4. Tashmi Shemitah, second line, Asi Chami Berchitza, who also Tashmi Shemitah, although. So let's see the Korban Eidah. Second line. Parach Ischan Bore in Berchitza Asu Pshita Dosu B'Tashmi Shemitah. In other words, he's saying if Rechitz is Asur, so certainly Tashmi Shemitah is Asur, because if you have Tashmi Shemitah, you're going to be a Balkari, and then But if you can't do rechitza, so then you're not going to be able to get rid of the carry. So then, of course, in Bisman, there was a takana not to have tefillah when you have. So of course you can't have tashrish shemitah, because then you won't be able to be tovel. So tipata b'makom she'ein tovelin. I was talking about a case, either that they weren't knowing to tovel for carry, or before takanas Ezra, etc. Okay. Let's take a look now in the Gemara and Mishnah in Psachim. Okay, so says the Mishnah. Mokum shenogu lahadlik esaner b'leila yom kippur madlikin. Mokum shenogu shalo lahadlik ein madlikin. So apparently, there were two different minhagim, whether they would have hadlakas neiros on you. We know from our practice that we light Yom Kippur candles, right? But not everyone, there was two minhagim whether you light candles for Yom Kippur. The Mokum Shenogu Lahadlik Saner B'Leila Yom Kippur Madlikin. So one minhag was to light neiros for Yom Kippur, and one was not to light. So what are these minhagim based on? So says the Gemara, Tana, Bein she'amru lahadlik, Bein she'amru shalo lahadlik, Shneim v'dover echon iskavnu. That both opinions, whether you have hadlakas neir on Yom Kippur and you don't have hadlakas neir on Yom Kippur, had the same reason. In other words, there were two svaras to get to the same reason. So what are they? So the Gemara says like this: Amar Yeshua Darash Rav of Amech Kulam Tzadikim Lolam Yeshu Arts. Bein Shamru Lahadik, Bein Shamru Shulahadik, Shneim Lo Tzkav Lo Adover Echad. So let's look in Rashi. Bein Shamru Lahadik Osim Shanod Lahadik, Anogim Shulolah Lo Tzkav Lo Adover Echad Lahafrish Atzmu Mishkevei Isha. In other words, the whole point of Yom Kippur is to try to prevent a married couple from having relations on Yom Kippur. So what's the pshat? You have to realize like this. In the Zman HaGemara, when a person had a house, it's not like today. You have a house with 10 rooms, right? It was basically one room. The whole house was one room, right? And then you like had little partitions in the room. But it was one big room, and there were partitions. Now the halacha is that a person is not allowed to have tashrish hamita if there's a light, a direct light on in the room. You're not allowed to be mishamish lifnei or haner. Meaning, so therefore, the point is, the opinion says you should light the candle before Yom Kippur, so the light will be on Yom Kippur. So this way, the couple won't have tashrish hamita, because since they know there's a halacha that you can't have tashrish hamita or haner, so you make sure you'll have an or haner, and this way, there won't be any tashrish. That was the first opinion. The second opinion is, ro es ishto misavela. The other opinion is no, that you shouldn't have the lights on, because we're afraid if you have the lights on, you'll see your wife, and you'll have a desire for her, and that'll cause you to have tashmish. So they both want to try to make sure you don't have tashmish. The question is, which is the better way to do it? Is the better way to do it by having the light on, lighting a light, a candle, for Yom Kippur, and this way the light will be on in the room, and Mamela, they won't have tashmish. The other way is to say no, that don't light the candle. If you won't light the candle, then this way it'll be, you won't be able to see your wife. And we assume that if you won't see your wife, then you won't have the desire for her. So those are the two svaras of the two different minhagim.
Even if you could see his wife and he desired to, once the light's on,
he's talking to Well, I don't hear you. Who's talking?
Even Ezra.
Yeah, Ezra, where are you? Yeah.
Even if he could see her, the light's on, he could see her, but then it's also the sound of going there.
Right, but we're afraid that, in other words, that he's going to get, the tithe will take over. So in other words, the question is, which will be the greater way of causing the person not to have tashmish? Is it through keeping the lights on or keeping the lights off? That's the idea here. So take a look for a second on page, the Sefer Agura, page 7, then go on to page 8. Dorish Rava, for Amech Kulam Tzadikim, Kulam Ludovrechan is Kadnu, Peish Lachachik, Minatashvish. Because of Rabbeinu Simcha, Mikan Raya, Sheyarchik Adam Meishto, Biyama Kippurim, Shalo Ligaba Ubbegadea, Ki Ilu Nida. So he says an unbelievable thing. He says that we know that in Hilchas Nida there are harchakas. In other words, besides the halacha that one is not allowed to cohabit with his wife when she's a Nida, that's a din daraisa, that's an issakaris. And a person is not allowed to have chibuk v'nishuk, according to the Rambam, is an issalav. We have a whole bunch of harchakos that you can't touch her, you can't pass things to her, you know. So the question is, do those harchakos also apply to Yom Kippur, or do they only apply to? In other words, we have a in Hilchas Nida we don't even pass things directly because we're afraid you'll come to touch. So if you have to give your wife your keys. You don't. You can't even hand the keys. You have to put it down. So what's the story on Yom Kippur? So he says, Mikai Raya, that you should be machik. Not only you can't have tashmish from your wife, you have to add harchakas. Shlo yigaba. You shouldn't touch har. Ubim gadeha. Or her clothing, you can't even touch her clothing. Not even touching her, but clothing meaning when she's while she's wearing the clothing. Ki ilu nida. And what's his raya? She echmiru lahadlik o shalo lahadlik uvenida lo echmiru. In other words, by Yom Kippur we have an extra chumrah. We dafka light the candles, we dafka don't light the candles. To try to cause the person not to violate the Issa Tashmish on Yom Kippur. By Nida, we don't find such a thing. There's no halacha by Nida that we're afraid that maybe you'll come to be with your wife when she's in Nida. So maybe we should what? Make sure the bedroom lights are on when your wife is in Nida. We don't find such a thing. So you see that Yom Kippur, we're more machmir on Yom Kippur. That besides having Tashmish, we do things to try to prevent having Tashmish by keeping the lights on. So, or not keeping it on, depending upon which. Right? So, so he says, Madach, that on Yom Kippur we have this thing where we don't have by Nida. So, something that we have by Nida, not to touch her, certainly we should have by Yom Kippur also. You see, so that's what the Sefer Agudah says.
Rabbi,
Yeah.
It's Elon. What's the reason that Nida we weren't machmir?
Why aren't we machmir on to Dafka keep the lights on? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think? It could be because maybe the idea is because Yom Kippur anyway is a yontif, right? So normally we light candles, letzorach. So once, maybe the idea is that once we were lighting, we light anyway for yontif, so they didn't want to take away the hadlaka for Yom Kippur. And they said that fakir, this will maybe even be a benefit. You know, that the person won't violate the Isser of Tashmish Amita. So that's the Sefer Agudah. Now, the Rosh is going to quote a Yerushalmi. So let's look on the Yerushalmi. We skipped this page here, right? On page 6. So let's like this Yerushalmi is on that Mishnah that we just talked about. Take a look here. B'shem Rav Shmuel, the first word in the line is Shmuel. Shmuel Rav Nachman. Mokum Shanogu Lahadlik Mishubach. Mokum Shanogu Shuladlik. Yeah. Then the Gemara says, "Amar of Yirmiyah Teida Shehu Kain Shere Yom Kippur Shachalios B'Shabbos." What's the din when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos? So would we light Neir Shabbos? Because maybe we should say if the Mokum is Shenogul Shalola Hadlik, then maybe. Then even Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos. So the Yerushalmi says, yeah. Yerushalmi says, let's see the line of Yerushalmi. So Yom Kippur Shachalim, Afil l'mokum shenogu lo shalo l'hadlik madlikin. That even according to the minhag that you don't light on Yom Kippur, but when Kippur falls on Shabbos, you are madlik. So let's see the Korban Eidah. Mokum shenogel l'hadlik yotzeh m'shubach v'mokum shenogel l'shulo l'hadlik. In other words, he said the minhag to be madlik is a stronger minhag on Yom Kippur. Mishum de kovet yontifu. Right? That's the Pnei Moshe says. Tendel l'chashim. Chal b'Shabbos. Chal b'Shabbos, everyone agrees you're madlik. Even the minig not to be madlik, but a chal b'Shabbos, you're madlik. Mishum the covered yontifu. Almud dornei l'kovedu. It was ordinary is the covered yontif, like we said before, covered Shabbos. So therefore, when Shabbos and Yom Kippur fall on the same day, so we could always say light, because there's always an inyan of covered yontif, of covered Shabbos. There's one inyan that maybe it's better that it'll cause him not to be mashamish. But once you have another yontif, it's not only Yom Kippur, but it's Shabbos also. So then the Shabbos is going to outweigh. And then he says, Amar of Yom Ritayda Shulkein Shari Yom Kippur Shachal Yos B'Shabbos Afilu B'Mokom Shenoga Sholoai L'Madlikim Rav Bavar Simon Tarvein Amrin Tayda L'Chan Shulkein Shari Ha'isha Zet Tzanua Ve'enu B'Shabbos B'Tosu L'Ol Aner Ben Kamandor Madlikim Ben Kamandor Ein Madlikim Mipnei Hergel Aveira. So he says here in the Korban Eda on the Avi Yom Kippur Shchalis B'Shabbos Madlikim Michol Mokum Dener Shabbos Mitzvah Yom Kippur Shchalis B'Shabbos Madlikim Mikovet Shabbos V'Adin Madlikim Yontif Yom Kovet Yom Kippur Mishubachim Shor Ha'ish Azet Tzanua B'Chol Yimos Hashana Ve'in Mishamish Lo Or Haner Hilkach Sheish Lo Ner Lo Yishamish Mkenu Mishubach Shur Tzanua Lo Olam. He says that's always the better way, because the man is Tzanua and he won't be Mishamish Lo Or Haner. Now, if you look at the Rush on page 9, he says, "Gasinen, welcome Shadogul Sholal again Madlikin. Madlikin about the Knessios, about the Midrashos. Perish the Hafish Mitashu Shamita. Yushalmi, welcome Shadogul Hadlik Mushubach." Yushalmi says the Minog to be Madlik is a better Minog. And we see where the Yontif Yom Kippur Shachal Yos B'Shabbos Hafil Mokom Nagul Shalom Ladeg Madlikin Rabun Vesim Traver Amrin Shrei Oso Ish Tanuhu Venom Shabbos Yira Sheish Levarach Halachas Aner Kibbo B'Shabbos Shum Shalom Bayis. So he says the question is, should we make a bracha on, in other words, on Yom Kippur, on the nearest Yom Kippur? Because on one hand, maybe it's just a minig, and maybe we shouldn't... And if it's just a minhag, maybe we shouldn't make. So he says, Yira Sheyesh Levarech. Because there's still an aspect of Shalom Bayis means that we don't want people to trip. Right? Shalom Bayis normally means to get along with your wife, but part of getting along with your wife is that no one should trip in the house. So therefore, he's saying that there's still an inyan of Shalom Bayis of not tripping on Yom Kippur. So therefore, if we follow that minhag, so therefore the halacha is that we shouldn't we should make even a bracha, and that's what we do. We really light Neiris Yom Kippur, and now it could be Bizman Hazeh. The whole thing is different because as I told you, the whole idea then was there was only one room. So either, you know, the house was dark or not. Today, the couple is sleeping in one bedroom, nothing to do with the room that they're lighting the neiros, you know, in the dining room or something like that. But in other words, the whole discussion really was about the case where who?
I need your phone. The house called up.
Oh. Okay. Got to see how long is it going to take it for?
For 45 minutes.
Okay. Okay.
You want me to?
Yeah, Rebose, we're going to close now. We're going to open again. Okay. And so turn back on. Okay.
Oh no, I didn't want to upgrade. No.
Okay, so the Rosh says, everyone's on? Okay, everybody say, you're all here?
Yes.
Okay, so the Rosh said to make a bracha. Let's look in the Mordechai now on page 10. Let's see what the Mordechai says about this. Says the Mordechai, page 10. Magam shenogu halig yadlik. Ha-hadlokas haner ein mevarchim ela b'shabes, b'vad. So the Mordechai disagrees with the Rosh. And he says the bracha on hadlokas ner is only on Shabbos, meaning not Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur ein mevarchim. Darbin magam shenogu halig yadlik. Alma einu choshesh ela l'minog. Okay, mishum minog ein mevarchim. Right, there's a whole machlokas whether you make a bracha on a minog. Right, that's a machlokas the Chaber and the Ramah, the Sfardim and the Ashkenazim. That the Sfardim don't make a bracha on a minog. That's why they don't make a bracha on Halal and Rosh Chodesh. And the Ashkenazim. Ashkenazim do make a bracha. So he's following the opinion not to. So he says the whole hadlaka of Yom Kippur is only a minug. Yom Kemishum minug aim of archim, a shaykh shon basil sabbatsivano. Do you have a mitzvah, my irim makam shanogo, a fiyum makam shalono, gunamu mitzvah masas mitzvah? Al shmami no de aim of archim. So you see, well, it's not a mitzvah, it's only a minug. So he says, if it's only a minug, you shouldn't make a bracha. Okay. So now let's take a look in the Mariel. Says the Mariel, Saner, Asher Madlik Adam Lasholom Beso Nagina Idol Kalishna Perka Malcolm Shanago, the Kamar Malcolm Shanago, the Hadlik Madlikin, Malako, Madlikin Mechel, Hedem Shkovo, Fatu Munez Asimil Carvli Ishto. So Kadoshim Hain Vaina Mishamshim, Mitosem Lorhaner. Fashti imadik as a neighbor veso, velo bechede mishkovo, osa tre kule, chadashim sta. You see, he says, well, what if you have two, what if you don't have one big room? It's, you have many rooms, like we have today. So, So if you're going to light, say, the on Yom Kippur, if the light in the dining room is going to be open, and the light in the bedroom is going to be closed, so you're going to have a problem. Also, Trey Cooley, because he's going to see her in the dining room when she's dressed up nicely, and he's going to have a desire. And then when he goes into the bedroom and there's no light there and it's dark, he might come to have relations. So he says that therefore you should light in the bedroom. Yisrachek min ishto kolos ha'layla. L'machar b'yom he may do so shelo yigaba afil bas miktana, and then in the daytime you can't touch, and you lo yarba dvarim ima, and you shouldn't have a lot of long conversations with her. And he says, he quotes the thing from the Agudah, that it's a kavachomer midida, was nida. We don't have a halacha of below ne'er, right? And yet, you still have to be marchik. So Yom Kippur, that we're extra careful on Yom Kippur, that we want to have a ne'er in the cheder mishkavo. So certainly, he should be marchik. So what people do today, according to the Maril, would be problematic. Because today, in a household, they don't leave the light on. In other words, I always tell somebody, you should never have a light, you should never have a candle in your bedroom. You know, that'll cause only fires. It's a big, big hazard. Never light candles in the bedroom. That's why when you do Bedikas Chametz, you should use a flashlight. You shouldn't, never light Neres Chanukah. Some people have this chokhmah, they want to light, I'm saying it sarcastically, they want to light Neres Chanukah in the bedroom because, I don't know, never light that. So he's making a taina, the Maril, that, I mean, basically it's a critique of what we do today. Because we keep it on in the dining room and off in the bedroom. We have separate rooms. So, I guess, okay. So we're not somehow worried about that, what the Mariel says. But if you look in Shulchan Aruch, it quotes this halacha, Yom Kippur on page 16, Yom Kippur also b'tashu shamita, also liga v'ishto, gilu v'nida, and also lishan al ishto b'mita. So you can't touch him, and you can't be in this. One of the original, you know, there's a lot of different harchakas, but one of the, like Rabbi Willigas pointed out, is harchakas that are mentioned in the Gemara and harchakas that are not mentioned in the Gemara. So one of the harchakas mentioned in the Gemara, you're not allowed to sleep in the same bed with your wife when she's an Ida, even if you're wearing clothing and she's wearing clothing. So he says that should apply to Yom Kippur as well. He says, also liga b'ishto. And liga b'ishto pashtus means, if it's not derechi, but look in the Magen Avraham. Also liga gam b'yom, gam lo yarba dvar mima. Mario mashra shiyesh kol din nida. So, but we're not choshish for what the Mario says, that with l'maisa we keep the lights on in the rest of the house, and people keep the lights off. We don't keep this this chumrah to, that you have to leave the light on when you go to sleep on Yom Kippur. I mean, technically, the Maril would say, if you're keeping the light on in the dining room, then you should keep the light on in the bedroom. But somehow we're not knowing that way. Because we assume that you can't mishamish with ishto nida is even an electric light. That's considered mishamish or aner. Pashas, the poskim assume that's only if the ner is directly in the same rishus. Say, for example, you there's a ner in the bathroom. There's a light on in the bathroom, and especially if you shut the door, and now the light can come through the cracks. It's not going to be totally dark. It's still mutter to be mishamish mitoso if it's not Yom Kippur, because it's a different rishus. A different rishus, especially if there's a door in between. But somehow we're not makpid to that. I mean, because Lemaisa, the Mishnah was probably talking about like what I explained to you, that it was one big room. So when you light the nearest Yom Kippur, that would mean that there would be. You know, I don't know exactly how it would be. It would be near in the bedroom. I don't know. But the Shulchan Aruch says that you should be machmir not to touch your wife on Yom Kippur. In other words, not to hold hands and not to sleep in the same bed. Because it's like neither. And the Mogen Avraham says that even in the daytime, not only at night, but the Mogen Avraham says even in the daytime you shouldn't hold hands. And you shouldn't have long conversations with her because you don't want to get something that could lead to any type of intimacy on Yom Kippur. And if you look at the Shalom HaKadosh on page 14 and 15, so he also speaks speaks about these topics as well, about what are the things that in terms of Tashrei Shemitah what harchakas we do. So he quotes also b'Tashrei Shemitah. Then on page 15 he quotes the Gemara, the two opinions, whether you have to light the candles or you have to don't light the candles. Then he quotes the So then he quotes what the Maril said, then you have to light in the bedroom also, which we don't do. And again, I strongly urge you, I mean, again, it's a fight, but the Hadlik here is even the electric light. But that's not the minhag. Somehow it never became the minhag to dafka have the lights on in the bedroom on Yom Kippur, so you shouldn't be mishamish mitoso. Cholosu lail of Yom Yisrachim Yishto, so you go b'gudeg yilu hi nida. Shechbir l'hadig o shul l'hadig. Midu l'chbir. Aguda, v'gam lo yabed v'ar mima, shul yivad l'chir l'gikar. So basically, he says over the shalah that if you we paskin that you have to leave the lights on, and we're leaving it on in the dining room, you have to leave it on the bedroom too. But somehow that's not the minhag. Okay, but that's the Shalah HaKadosh. Okay? So the Shalah here is in Maseches Yuma. You know, there are a lot of Sfarim from the Shalah. You know, it's sometimes it's hard to find where everything is. There's Shalah La Torah, this, that. Okay, so I think we'll stop now. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue in this packet. Tomorrow's Thursday, so we'll do also Bez Hashem Chumash. And when we have to decide when we should start doing in Yonei Pesach, okay, we'll figure out, we will discuss when we should do Pesach. We have a couple of, I made two Haggadah packets, I made a Halacha packet, you know, so we have a lot of interesting things for Pesach as well. So we'll decide, but this week we're still going, we're going to do this packet, but maybe we'll finish it tomorrow, this packet on the Tashrish Hamitah. And then Chumash, there's a Shem tomorrow.
Right,
okay, yeah.
How seriously do we take the Mario's point about that he shouldn't speak to her as much? Like, how does that work?
Well, on Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
Yeah, it means that, look, if he has to speak, he speaks. It means, also probably means things that are more intimate and things that are more personal. You know, not probably doesn't necessarily mean, you know, tactical things. You know what I mean?
Nowadays,
but maybe it could mean that too. But it means more than you. Those whatever the necessities are of the day. You have children. You have to take care of this. Whatever the necessities of the day are, that's not being marbe. Marbe means you're just sitting and schmoozing, and there's no without any necessities, which is appropriate in other days of the year, but not on Yom Kippur.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, Rabosai. Okay, let me say hello again to everybody. Ezra?
Hello.
How are you? Natan? Good. Avraham?
Hi.
Okay, Jacob? Okay, Yehuda? Ephraim, Elon, Yitzchak. Wait, they changed the thing of me. Yitzchak Carroll. Gilad, how are you?
Thank you.
Yitzchak White. Yosef Katan, Adam Patel, Ephraim. Okay, Daniel Gutman, Elon Sasson, Evan Levitt. Okay. It's good. However, I like your background.
Thanks.
Okay, Rabbi, so we'll see you tomorrow, Bez Hashem, at 11 to 12, Bez Hashem. Okay, how you all doing? Okay?
Good.
Yeah.